This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. When Ellen Bennett wandered onto an abandoned property, a broken-down hotel, while visiting friends in Florida, she got an idea. The Cleveland-born writer, who now lives in West Michigan, wanted to bring the hotel back to life. She did it on the written page. Bennett puts aspects of her own life into the characters of her new book series, Pagodaville and the Ladies of Pagodaville. She reads an excerpt from her second book.
Page 151 of Book 2, The Ladies of Pagodaville. The conversation between Lorna and Doreen. Lorna cut her off and said matter-of-factly, "While you were busy running from relationships and hardships, I was busy running in place. I hurt a lot of people, too. I compared everyone to Jeannie, and no one measured up, not a one. And you know what? All the smarts and logic kept me a prisoner, a hostage, just like your family status kept you." Doreen nodded. "Okay," Lorna continued. "It wasn't until I bought the motel last year that I was finally able to be the person I've kept hidden while growing up. Just because you and I have different backgrounds doesn't mean we didn't share the shame and misunderstanding while growing up. I, too, endured the expectations of being someone my parents thought I should be instead of who I was in my heart." "Go on." "I saw my parents' wealth as a badge that they could use to dictate what I was going to do in my life. Keyword, my." Lorna narrowed her eyebrows and spoke with rancor. "Be the perfect well-adjusted daughter, get high, consistent high grades, have the right friends, be on all the school committees and teams, date the right boys, go to all the right parties, go to my father's alma mater, become a lawyer." "So, when my dad died, it was as if a locked door flew open and yanked me through." "And?" She lowered her voice and found a gentler tone. "I did. I left the only home I had ever known, the only job I'd had since my mid-20s, and bought the motel. I put all my eggs into one basket and went for it." "Really? There was no other way."
So, Ellen, you've got two books so far, but I get the sense from what you've put in these books that there are many more coming.
Well, I don't know how many, but definitely, definitely a follow-up on here to, you know, flesh out all the new characters and give them a life of their own. And also, you know, the beginning of the 1980s was the introduction publicly of the AIDS epidemic. And I want to start bringing some social events into the book, because I really, in book one and two, there's really not a lot of that. And there's no political stuff, which I will continue to do, no political stuff. But there is, there's very little touch with the outer world. And I think I would like to start integrating the reality of the early 80s into the next book.
Can you give us a synopsis to entice our listeners to pick these books up of what's in both books? Because you have two out right now. And maybe tell us a little bit about the characters that you've developed.
Well, you know, let me back up just a little bit. The premise for this story is actually true. Many years ago, I went to visit some friends down in St. Augustine. And they lived over the intercoastal on this little dooney island. They had a little place that they went for the winter. And next door to them was this sort of beat up motel that was in shambles. And, you know, I was kind of walking around asking about it. And one of the owners said, "Well, you know, many years ago, a gal from the big city, didn't say which one, a lawyer, came down and she wanted to invite all of her lesbian friends to come down and have a big, you know, live-in love fest," which, you know, her friends came down in their VW buses and didn't even stay in the cabins, which were falling apart anyway, and they ended up leaving. So the whole thing tanked. There was only so much love and peyote to go around. So her friends took off. But I was walking around the property and thinking, well, what if it worked? You know, what if somebody with forward thinking came down here and turned this place into a little gold mine? So that's when the story sort of started to get developed in my head.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Ellen Bennett continues about the ideas she's woven into her Pagodaville storyline.
Mostly what this is about is reinvention. You know, I've been reinventing my life my whole life, and some to good results and some to no avail. And I think it's also about braving a change. I think we grow up in one way and we listen to our parents and we listen to our role models and we think we have to be a certain way, but we know deep down in our hearts that we aren't. This particular character who has closed her heart to love because she had this fabulous love in high school and very deep and very poignant and life-changing, and then that just ended abruptly, and so she closed her heart off and just kind of went about her life. And here she's motel with this new idea to make it a landing pad for musicians, artists, and writers to hone their craft, to get out there in the world and be who they are. Lorna always had a like for what her mother calls the bohemians. So she split her life down the middle. She had her wealthy home life and school and everything else, but she also had this other life that she wanted to live more than anything. And so the motel represented that avenue for her to reinvent herself.
I'm wondering, too, if you started this however many years ago, growing up and finding out about your own identity, did you find that there was a lacking of lesbian main characters in books and literature?
Yeah, I didn't really start getting into that until I moved to Boston, and that was back in 1978. And I found this bookstore called New Words Bookstore. It was in Somerville. It was had strong lesbian titles. Who doesn't remember Ruby Fruit Jungle? And Alice in the Bookstore. So there were all these great writers that started saying, "Hey, this is our life, and we've lived this life." For me, I just didn't think that way until I met my love of my life.
Mm-hmm.
She changed my world. She rocked my world. She opened me up to so many things and music and literature and arts. And it did end abruptly, and it was heart-wrenching. It was awful. And so I really closed off and thought, you know what? Screw it. So I went to college.
So there's a little bit of Lorna in you, or vice versa.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. There was definitely some resignation there. Yeah, it's just too hard. I'm never going to find this kind of love again. And so I went to college and did my thing. And then when I moved to Boston, I saw women walking down the street holding hands, arm in arm. I was like, whoa, where have I been? I was born and raised in Cleveland in the suburbs and went to school at Ohio University down there in the foothills of the Appalachian. And the gay lifestyle at Ohio University was very closeted at that time. So there were like these really deep pocketed areas that you kind of had to go down dark alleys to find. And then when I moved to Boston, it was like, oh my God, this is real. So of course, I just fed my hunger for literature and reading writers. I mean, Catherine DeForest back then. Just so many women writers who were out there, and there were sort of these paradigm pioneers that were paving the way for the lesbian genre, and also filmmakers like Nicole Kahn. Come on, Claire of the Moon. Who hasn't seen Claire of the Moon? That was another great breakout film for lesbians back in the 80s.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Ellen Bennett, the author of the Pagodaville series. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.